Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Friday. Let me get it together. Today is Wednesday. Hallelujah. Praise Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. It is September the 16th, 2020. God bless you. My topic for today is strength through meekness. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is so good. God is so good. Matter of fact, I was admitted to the hospital Sunday, September the 13th. And I recently just got released from the hospital. Amen, amen. God is good. God angels was with me. God is a healer. And I'm saying this because I'm elated. They couldn't find anything. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as I get in the Word, let your Word magnify and be a blessing to someone that is listening. Let God be a presence in their life and keep them safe through the COVID. Let everyone that hears these words of encouragement, let them be blessed and have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Strength through meekness. I'm going to say this. And from Galatians 5:22-23, God is amazing. He's truly amazing. I'm just elated about the whole situation. And God is good. We find ourselves not needing to force our way in life. Amen. Amen. As the Spirit continues to increase your faithfulness, you start to realize that forcefulness is not a virtue. Meekness is. Some people associate meekness with weakness. Or backing down. But the opposite is actually true. Meekness provides the strength you need to stand in the position God has placed you. So being meek do not make you weak. Okay? God has placed you. Humility allows you to confidently pursue God's purpose, knowing God will open the opportunities you need to make that happen. Without him, you can do nothing. With him, you can do all things through him. Lord Jesus, don't let anyone think that you are weak because you are meek. Okay? And this is where people project that you're weak. Now, you're stronger than they think you are, okay? And continue to strive. Continue to be who you are. If you're meek, so what? You know, I'm saying this because I am a meek person. And just because I'm goody-goody, I'm nice, and I'm all that, then they figure I'm weak. Because I will not argue with anyone. I will not cuss at anyone back. I know where my place is with God, and I know who I am in God. So just because I won't fall in your little trap to argue back with you and call you all kind of wretched names, I'm not going to do that. I'm better than that. I'm walking in my faith. I'm walking in my meekness. I'm walking in who I am. I don't have to cuss to get a point across. I don't have to call names. And I don't have to do any of that. Because I know whose I am with my Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. These are my words of encouragement for today. And may God bless you, and may He keep you holy, and may He keep on walking with you. Amen. Amen. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you until I get back with you with another word. Amen. Amen.